April 26th through May 2nd. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45. The promises shall be fulfilled. As you study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, think about what verses, quotations from church leaders, experiences, questions, and other resources you might use to teach the doctrine. As you teach, invite class members to record promptings they receive and make a plan to act on them. Invite sharing. Class members could write on a slip of paper the number of a verse from Doctrine and Covenants Section 45 that inspired them. Then you could collect the papers, select a few at random, and invite the class members who wrote them to read their verses to the class and share why they chose them. Encourage others to also share their insights. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants Section 45, verses 1 through 5. Jesus Christ is our advocate with the Father. Can someone in your class describe what an advocate does? It might be helpful to look up the definition of advocate in a dictionary. With this understanding, class members could read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 3 through 5, in pairs. They could share with each other any words or phrases from these verses that help them understand Jesus Christ's role as our advocate with the Father. See also 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, Mosiah, chapter 15, verses 7 through 9, Moroni, chapter 7, verses 27 through 28, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 5, and section 62, verse 1. Consider asking class members to share their feelings about the Savior being their advocate. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 11 through 75. We don't need to fear the second coming. How can you help class members see both the sobering warnings and the hopeful promises in Section 45? For example, you could write on the board the headings Prophecies and Promised Blessings, and class members could write under these headings the teachings they find in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 11 through 75. Why would the Lord want us to know about these things in advance? What can we do to receive the promised blessings? Perhaps class members could share advice with each other about how to be optimistic and hopeful as we face the calamities foretold for our day, such as those described in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 11 through 75. To help class members look forward to the second coming with faith instead of fear, you might show the video, Men's Hearts Shall Fail Them. See churchofjesuschrist.org. In what sense are people's hearts failing them in our day? See verse 26. What counsel did President Nelson give in this video to help us face fearful situations with peace? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45. Verses 31 through 32. Stand in holy places and be not moved. Class members may be willing to share their insights about how they are striving to stand in holy places, as the Lord counseled in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 31 through 32. How can we create holy places in our lives? The statement in Additional Resources and the video Stand Ye in Holy Places, Bloom Where You're Planted, found at churchofjesuschrist.org, could add insights to this discussion. Additional resources. Stand in Holy Places. Sister Ann M. Dibb, a former member of the Young Women General Presidency, taught that the instruction to stand in holy places and be not moved, quote, explains how we can receive protection, strength, and peace in unsettling times, end quote. After noting that these holy places could include our temples, chapels, and homes, she said that, quote, we can each find many more places, end quote. She continued, quote, we might first consider the word place as a physical environment or a geographic location. However, a place can be a distinct condition, position, or state of mind. This means holy places can also include moments in time. Moments when the Holy Ghost testifies to us, moments when we feel Heavenly Father's love, or moments when we receive an answer to our prayers. Even more, I believe any time you have the courage to stand for what is right, especially in situations where no one else is willing to do so, you are creating a holy place. End quote. Your Holy Places, Ensign or Liahona, May 2013. Improving our teaching. Be a living testimony. As you live the doctrine you teach, you will be able to bear your powerful personal witness that it is true. The Holy Ghost will confirm your testimony to the hearts of your class members. Consider the principles you will be teaching this week and in the coming weeks. How can you live them more fully? See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 13 through 14.